We're back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is I, the greatest. I would say the greatest. In my own mind, I'm the greatest. Internet talk show host. And they call me Bobby Zicari. Bobby Zicari. Okay, so where did we leave off? Where did we leave off? Okay, what did Trump? What's Trump gonna do after after the New York win? Okay, so here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. You have, and we've talked about this on the first segment, you have the geeky loser kid that the cool kids, the cool clique, have bet that they can turn into the prom king, the class, president, the whole thing. Okay. But it's a bet. It's not real. Now, I don't know if Ted Cruz actually believes that they think he's cool. I mean, I got to imagine, just like all the movies, just like all the TV shows, none of the booger eater kids ever know it's a work. They never know it's a game. We know. At home, we know. We're watching TV. We're watching Degrassi Junior High. We're watching Wheelchair Jimmy. We know. We're watching Heath Ledger, the late great Heath Ledger. We know, but they don't know it's a movie. So Ted Cruz has no idea. Ted Cruz has no idea. In Ted Cruz's mind, all of these people that despise him, all of these people that think he's the biggest loser in the world are actually now his friend. He actually thinks that in the span of, I don't know, 20 years? Because remember, guys, Cruz wanted to be part of that establishment. Remember, Cruz wanted to be part of the establishment. Or at least half of Cruz wanted to be part of the establishment. Because technically he still is part of the establishment. When your wife works for Goldman Sachs, you're part of the establishment. But remember, Ted Cruz worked for Bush. All right? Ted Cruz was part of the Supreme Court. Ted Cruz was Solicitor General of Texas. Ted Cruz is every part of that establishment, if not more of the establishment than some of the governors. So that entire time, Ted Cruz was trying to be part of the establishment. And they rejected him, or they said, hey, listen, it's not your turn. You want to do that? Listen, it's not your turn. You need to do this. You need to do that. Hell, you're not even from here, Canadian. And when Ted Cruz thought about everything that's happened in his political career, he made a calculated choice, and that was to rage against the group that he'd been a part of to make a name for himself, to slingshot past all of these people and run for president. So all of these bridges he has lit on fire, all of the, I mean, think about this. All of the heat that Republicans get, and if you look at the polls, if you look at opinion polls, if you look at things that were conducted after the Ted Cruz shutdown of the government, the Republican brand, the party itself, was tarnished. And that's Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz shut the government down. And it did nothing for the Republican brand. It did nothing for the party. It helped Ted Cruz with a core group of constituents. The 6 million people that have voted for Ted Cruz so far, they loved it. But it tarnished what, 400 Republicans that are in Congress? Right? I mean, I don't know the exact number, but so Ted Cruz actually thinks all these people that have despised him for the last few years all of a sudden like him, and they're going to support him. And when he gets done doing the dirty work, when he gets done C-blocking Donald Trump, they're all going to come to him and say, congratulations, Ted. You are now the nominee. We are so excited. Thank you. You are our savior. No. Ain't gonna happen. They're going to get to the convention, and those delegates are gone. If you think, when you hear people say Trump is not going to win the nomination because after the first ballot, when those delegates are free to go wherever they want, he's going to lose a couple hundred delegates, and he'll never be able to pick up the delegates he needs to put him over the 1237. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those delegates aren't going to leave Donald Trump and go to Ted Cruz. It ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The establishment has not set this up. Listen, the establishment has not, the cool kids have not set this up so the booger eater can be the winner. The establishment has not set set this so the booger eater can be the winner. They have set this up so a Paul Ryan or a Marco Rubio or a Scott Walker can come in and get the nomination. Plain and simple. They are not going against everything that they have done in the past. They are not going against everything they've done in the past. Remember, Kasich would have already gotten out. And after Cruz loses New York, he would have gotten out. There would be no talk of a contested convention because this can be done every time there is a primary. The numbers don't add up. The numbers only add up when people get out. The numbers only add up when people get out. So the establishment have not set this up. Listen, you can sit here and say, I can't believe the establishment. I can't believe the Republican Party. I can't believe that they will risk disenfranchising millions and millions of people and risk losing the election. Because they don't like Donald Trump and they despise Ted Cruz. And I said, listen to me. Go back and play the tape of Chris Matthews talking with Charlie Sykes. And Charlie Sykes said, yeah, we're fine with losing. We have no problem with losing as long as we keep the purity of the conservative movement. As long as we keep the purity of the candidate being conservative. We don't care about losing. It's fine. I'm a talk show host. I'm a conservative talk show host. Like I've said before, these guys would rather have a Democrat in the White House. It's easier to be on offense than it is defense. It's easier to go after somebody than it is to every single day wake up and you got to defend. Republicans despised the Bush era. Every single day when Republicans woke up and there was a new death tally from the Iraq war and they went, today was the deadliest day in the Iraq war. 47 Americans were killed. Republican talk show host went, Oh God, I got to go on the air for 3 hours and somehow spin how Americans dying is okay. So Charlie Sykes said they are fine with losing. So yes, establishment is fine with disenfranchising the millions of Trump voters and the millions of Cruz voters. They're fine with it. They are fine with it. They don't care. If people like Charlie Sykes, if the talk show hosts in Wisconsin that don't like Cruz, but they despise Trump because he's not a real conservative, are fine with backing Cruz just because he's not Trump and the purity of the conservative movement is kept intact, then what do you think the party as a whole? What do you think the party as a whole is willing to do? They're not looking at wanting to win. They don't care. I think deep down inside, a few, listen, 100% they don't care if Hillary Clinton is the press. They don't care. It's business as usual for them. But there's a few of them deep down inside. Okay? There's a few of them deep down inside that know. That know. That they will lose by going over Trump and going over Cruz. They know it. And they don't care. Deep down inside, they know it. They 100% know it. And their feeling is, you know what? 4 years is a long ways away in America and in politics. And 4 years from now is a lot of time for people to forget. 4 years is a lot of time for people to forget all about Cruz, all about Trump. Especially if some of these people's theory, right? If some of the theory that some of these people have about Trump is right, that this is all a show, he's not a conservative, he's not even a Republican, he never intended to get this far, and it just kind of spiraled out of control in a way where winning and the message and everything kind of resonated to the point where you just roll with it. You just go with it. And their theory is when this is all done and he loses, he's going to have to mend some fences. He's going to have to get business back that he lost. And ultimately, he is a businessman. And he'll never do this again. So at some point, he will kind of come clean and say to everybody, I never meant anything I said. It was all part of the shtick. And here's my new book where I talk about it. And here's this new TV show that I'm doing where I talk about it. And then the theory from some people on the right will be, that will kill all of that anger from all of these people because they will then say, ah, oh, so it wasn't real. There is no movement. It was all fake. Wow, we just got punked. We can't even believe in this movement person, this candidate who... Fine. We'll just go with whoever the establishment tells us to go with. Democracy sucks. So that's the theory. So in their mind, it doesn't matter if after Cruz is done with the dirty work and Cruz goes, okay, all right, I did it. Okay, I'm the cool person now, right? I'm ready for the prom. I'm ready. Where's the most popular girl in school? You guys said she was gonna be my date. And then the cool kids go, hey, booger eater, we played you. And then second in command of the cool clique girls, Paula Ryan, steps forward and goes, you were never going to be the prom king. You're never going to be the prom queen. You're just a booger eater. And then Regina Priebus goes, here's the dollar. You won, Paula. Paula goes, thank you. And then they pie face. They pie face Tina Cruz. They pie face her and go away, booger eater. That's what's going to happen. Now, what Trump should do, because here's the thing. If Trump goes to the convention, and he's, say, 50 delegates short, or he's 75 delegates short, it's over. He's not going to get the delegates. They are not going to give him the nomination. They're going to say rules are the rules. So he's not going to get the nomination. He's going to lose delegates on that first ballot. There's already deals in place with people from those states that he has won. He's already on. He's already basically, it's done. It's over. It's done. I'm telling you, it's over. It's finished. There's already about 300 delegates that are gone. Hell, Hugh Hewitt is saying to people, hey, whoever there are delegates, if you don't show up to the convention, if you don't show up and your alternate doesn't show up, just that makes Trump lose that vote. So Hugh Hewitt is already telling people, don't show up. He's telling the delegates, don't show up. If you don't want to get pressured, if you don't want to get involved in that scrum and you're nervous, just don't show up. If you don't show up, your vote won't be counted. If your alternate doesn't show up, your vote won't be counted. So Trump is not going. I repeat, Trump is not going to get the delegates needed to put him at the 1237. It's not going to happen. After the first ballot, there's already 300 to 400 delegates that the RNC and a bunch of other power brokers have already set up. They've already set up for those people to be gone. And once that happens, Trump cannot run as a third party. He cannot run as a third party. There's sore loser clauses. Once you've lost the Republican a primary contest, once you've lost, okay? Once you've lost the nomination, it's over. There's sore loser clauses. So a third party bid has. A third-party bid has to take place before the primary season is over. Now, Kasich doesn't get out before New York. That is Trump's first serious warning sign. After New York, if Trump wins big, which will make Cruz mathematically out of the race, that should be Trump's second warning sign. And when we move to Pennsylvania, the week or two after New York, and it's like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, it's that whole little cluster, and Kasich's still in, and he loses, and there's still Cruz and Kasich, and now at that point, you will have Kasich somewhere in the 140 to 150% of the remaining delegates. And you will have Cruz somewhere over the 110 to 120% remaining delegates. And Trump will be about 50%. At that moment, that is when Donald Trump should have his people get on the phone with a few of the third-party candidate leaders. Now, remember, to put yourself on the ballot as an independent this late, and after New York or Pennsylvania, it'll be really late, it's tough. In some of the states, it's even too late. Some of the states, it's even too late to get on the ballot. So to ensure that you would be on the ballot in all 50 states, you would have to make a deal with one of the parties that run every 4 and 8 years. Every 4 and 8 years, there's a nominee on a Greenpeace party or Libertarian Freedom Party. What Trump's people have to do is reach out to one of those parties, one that doesn't have a Klan member or something wacky involved. And Trump's people have to say, okay, listen, how would you like to be thrusted into the spotlight? How would you like to actually have your party have a platform as far as debates, as far as national prominence? How would you like to actually get the exposure that you have never had in 20 or 30 years? And of course, that party will say, okay. And you have Trump make a deal and run for that party. Because at that point, after Pennsylvania, after New York, obvious that the fix is in. And that there is no way, there is absolutely no way Trump is going to get the nomination, because he will be denied at the convention. He will be denied at the convention. And instead of letting the Republican Party F Trump, he should F them first. He should F them first. And F Ted Cruz in the process. Because if Trump pulled out after Pennsylvania, jumps to a third party ticket, and going into that convention is Cruz and Kasich, without a shadow of a doubt, that party will have no problem. Absolutely no problem denying Cruz that nomination. They will 100% have no problem. 100% have no problem denying Cruz that nomination. So now You have Trump on a third ticket party platform. And of course, it guarantees debates. You going to tell me ABC? You going to tell me NBC? You going to tell me the networks would not include Donald Trump in the presidential debate? Are you kidding me? Ross Perot was included in the presidential debate. And Ross Perot is a fraction. He is a fraction. He's a sliver of what Donald Trump is. So Donald Trump will be on the debate stage. Ted Cruz will be sitting home. And the Republicans will be running an establishment candidate. 99.9%, it will be somebody that Trump already beat in the Republican primary. Because at that moment, if Trump goes third party, the Republicans won't run Paul Ryan. They won't feel they need to have a complete outsider because they're going to deny two of the candidates that have the most votes. They won't have that same rationale. They won't feel they have to do that. They won't feel they have to deny the toy, the two people that want it, and give it to the sister. That way, the two boys can't be upset at each other because neither of them got it. If Trump bolts and goes to a third-party libertarian ticket, the establishment will just say, you know what? Ted Cruz is an a-hole. We all hate Ted Cruz. And without the anti-Trump vote behind Cruz, he has less support than Trump. Remember, all the times you hear Cruz say 70% of the voters are rejecting Donald Trump. Well, that means 80 to 85% of the voters are rejecting Ted Cruz because in those 3- and 4- and 5-way contests, everybody's picking everybody else besides Cruz. So when you have four people and you have Trump winning and then you have second, third, and fourth, Cruz is losing to the first place guy, and voters are going to the third and fourth place person. So Cruz has even less support. So the establishment's going to say, listen, F him and F his voters. F his voters. He doesn't have the vote. He only has the voters in Wisconsin because there's an anti-Trump vote. But those people will flock to whoever we give them. There were people in Wisconsin that voted for Rubio. And he's not even in the contest anymore. There's people in Arizona that voted for Rubio. Rubio is more popular than Ted Cruz. So the ultimate effarooski, the ultimate play, and this is how we're going to end this segment, okay? Because the first segment and this segment button together, and this is the meat. This is the meat. This is the meat that DT, okay? This is the meat that DT has to listen to. The people that are running DT's campaign, Hope Hicks, Corey Lebowski. This is what has to be done, okay? The ultimate, and I'm telling you, the ultimate effarooski. That's what we're calling it, the ultimate effarooski. That's not what we're calling the segment, but I'm saying this. You have Rush Limbaugh with his Operation Chaos. This is called Ultimate Effarooski. And this is how Trump F's the establishment. He F's that little scumbag Ted Cruz. F's Hillary Clinton. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you're going to laugh. I know you're going to laugh. But Trump could actually win the presidency. He could actually win the presidency with this concept. Could actually win the presidency because he will suck votes from the Republican and he will suck votes from Hillary. He will suck votes from both of them. It won't be a Ross Perot where Ross Perot is only sucking votes from Bush. Trump will suck votes from Hillary. He will suck votes from those blue collar Reagan Democrats, and he will suck votes from the Republican Party. He will split up that vote. He will split up that vote. He could win as a third party candidate. He could win as a third party candidate. He's going to, in theory, end this primary season with 13 to 15 million primary votes. Anywhere between, I would say, 12 and 15 million. Anywhere between 12 and 15 million. That's where he's going to finish with. So right out of the gate, in a general election, he's already starting 15 million votes. Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, my friends. So here's the ultimate effarooski. After the Pennsylvania primary and those states, when you have Ted Cruz mathematically out and John Kasich even more mathematically out, and it's painfully obvious at that point that the Republican Party, Rents Priebus, the powers that be, are actively coordinating a Trump stop. They are behind candidates not dropping out when in the past candidates dropped out. So now it's a full-blown conclusion that the Republican Party, the Rents Priebus, the powers that be, are 100% going to deny Trump the nomination at the convention because he's going to be short. He's going to be short, and they have no intentions of changing the rules, and they have every intention of having delegates leave Trump after the first ballot. So at that moment, after the Pennsylvania and Connecticut and Jersey, before it goes to the West Coast, at that moment, Trump makes the deal with the third party ticket, cements it, signs, seals, and delivers it. He's officially on that ticket. The amount of press, the amount of excitement, the amount of enthusiasm is now bigger than it's ever been. At that point, he starts running the general election campaign. The party is now in complete disarray. They are in complete disarray. They are crapping themselves. They don't know what to do because now they know without a shadow of a doubt they're going to lose the general. No matter what, they know they're going to lose the general. It's over. They know right then it's done. They're finished. They're losing the general. And now they still got California to play. They still have a month or so. They still have a month or so to play out their process to get to the convention where Ted Cruz is not going to have the delegates. Kasich's not going to have delegates. And the Republican Party is not going to be obligated to give Cruz the nomination because he only has the 5 million votes or 6 million votes. And they could care less about that. The enthusiasm's not there. And those people will back a Rubio. Those people will back a Walker. Those people will back somebody else. So now the Republican Party give that nomination to somebody else. So Ted Cruz loses. So he gets an Efferuski. And while this is playing out, the Trump team, the ticket that Trump is running on, is setting up deals with networks to have their own convention. Their own nominating process. You have Trump out there putting together a VP pick. Will be somebody from within Washington that will be able to go into Congress, go and sit down with members of Congress, people that he knows, people that he used to know, and get things done. So now you have a dynamic that has shifted where you make the Republican Party obsolete. And that would be the dagger in the Republican Party's heart. That will be the dagger in Ted Cruz's heart. It would be amazing. And it would be called the ultimate Efferuski. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Take that to the bank, my friends. Okay, that is story. That is what needs to be done. And when we write this story, ladies and gentlemen, for tomorrow, I'm going to tell my writer aficionado to do a Pulp Fiction style and do this bit first. I'm going to tell him to do this bit first. I'm going to tell him to give us the end first. And then to go backwards. Go backwards. That's what I'm telling them to do. Because I'm crazy like that. I'm crazy like that.